listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV 2 News podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.
Thanks for joining us for the Baby Your Baby podcast. I'm Katie Seifert. I'm the producer of the podcast. Jade Elliott, your host, couldn't be here today, so I'm taking over. Today we are talking about early child development screenings at a great program called Parents as Teachers. Joining me is Mandy Peck, a health educator with the Salt Lake County Health Department, and Yelena, a mom of a beautiful five-month-old daughter. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We're excited to be with you. We're excited to explain a little bit about child development and also some things that we've learned as I've been able to enter into the home with Yelena and watch her daughter grow and develop. It's been really exciting. How has the program helped you?
It's definitely been a great, I've used this more like as a refresher because I had a baby 6 years ago and this is my second child. So it's definitely a great refresher for me. There's so many things that you forget that babies do, that babies want to do, that babies can do. Having Mandy over and just reminding me like what my baby can do is great. It's a great refresher.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're learning so much as well. Because each child is different, so you never know. Can we just start with telling me exactly what this program is?
You bet. So the program has to do with, first of all, we have parent educators within the Salt Lake County area, and we go in and we work with moms and their, or dads, family as a whole inside the home. We focus on children anywhere from 0 to 5 years old, and helping kids prepare and be ready to go to school. Many things that we cover within a setting is an activity. So we'll go into the home, we do an activity with the family, and it's super fun to watch the child go from not knowing how to do something and slowly learning different skills.
It's great when you tell us, maybe you can try. I loved when you told me to use the bucket to keep her entertained and we would put toys in it. And now that is like her number one thing to do. She just grabs her bucket. And I would have never thought of that if you wouldn't have told me. Like, it's things you just give me that I can just do at home. And my baby loves it.
Can you explain some of the activities?
Yeah, one of the activities, some of the activities that we do, we will take a blanket and the child will search for their toy. So we'll put the blanket or put the toy underneath the blanket and the child will look for the object. The other thing we'll do is we'll wrap the toy up and the child unopens it and tries to find the toy. We'll use little containers and the child will put objects inside the container using their fine motor skills to enhance those skills.
And she will put it back in, she will put it back out, and she just absolutely loves it.
So it teaches kind of some problem-solving skills and some fine motor skills.
Yes, we focus in on the fine motor skills, also the language, the large motor skills, and the cognitive skills. So we're focusing on the child development as a whole.
And can you tell me how your daughter likes these activities?
She really enjoys them. Like, every time Mandy will give us an activity, at least me, as soon as she leaves, I just want to try it out and see, like, if she can do it. If not, we keep practicing. And just to see, like, her face of, like, discovery is just super awesome.
It has to be so rewarding as a parent and as an educator, for sure. Can you talk a little bit more about what you teach the parents that they can then do at home themselves once you go?
You bet. So we leave the activity, like we'll practice the activity and then we'll leave that. Sometimes when we bring the activity in the home, right at that moment, the child may or may not be able to achieve that activity at that point. So then we leave that with the family and they can practice that. The other area that we focus in on is family well-being. So in some instances, we'll talk about disasters. You know, is the family prepared for something to occur? We have winter coming up. Is the vehicle ready If you were to go out and drive on the street, are you prepared if your car were to break down? Do you have water? Do you have food? Do you have things to support yourself and your child to remain warm if something should occur while you're out and about? Go ahead.
It's like sometimes you're so focused on other things that when Mandy or, you know, the teacher comes in into our home and does a visit, she just reminds you of other things that are also important that you probably might not have ever thought of. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have, but you're not, like, you'll get to it. But once you get, like, that reminder, you have that discussion, at least with Mandy, I'm like, yeah, I think I should do that. It's just great reminders. It's great refreshers. Things that I probably wasn't thinking about, you know, you just remind me of. And I'm like, that's why I love having Mandy over.
Yeah. You know? And you were saying kind of when we were talking off camera earlier that she even like if you're feeling overwhelmed or something and kind of like a failure, Mandy comes in or any teacher and is like, well, you got them ready this morning. You fed them. You took a shower. Like, these small successes are still very valuable.
She will be like, you know what? You're doing great. You're doing awesome. And sometimes as a mom, you need that reminder because, you, like I said, you're focused on so many other things and you are not a priority. But then a teacher will come in, Mandy will come in, and she's like, no, you're doing great, Yelena. Like, don't forget, like, you're important too. And if if mommy is doing good, the kids will do good too. So I think that's important to always keep mommy healthy, and you know, everything else will fall into place if mommy's okay.
Yeah, that's a good reminder because I mean, you are the caretaker, so if you're not feeling well, that's, you know, gonna reflect on pretty much, yeah, your whole family life.
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit about, there are like some three areas of focus that these classes do. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the first part is an activity portion. So we focus in on doing the activity with mom and child. The second area is the developmental portion. And that covers attachment, discipline, health, nutrition, safety, sleep, transitions and routines, and healthy bursts. So anything within that realm, we cover something in that area. And then we also cover family well-being, you know, focusing on, do you have activities as a family to do in the community, to be outside of your home? Because we know that there's an effect that has on a child's development. We also focus in on your family relationships. Like, what do they look like? So there's many, many different areas to help a family. We also focus in on mental health as a family, as a whole, to check in on mom, to make sure that after having a child, there's postpartum. And that's a real thing. And some women think that, oh, it's something that I'll just get over. But after a year, it's not something always that moms just get over. So we focus in on that to make sure that mom's healthy.
And I mean, it's also good to have someone like Mandy that will say, are you doing okay? You know, and that like will make me think like, am I doing okay? Like, is everything good? Like, I have to know that I have to be okay. Mm-hmm. And knowing someone else cares is also good. Like, I know someone else cares about me, and I mean, that feels good. You're taking care of everyone else. It's good to be taken care of.
Yeah. It's a great addition to your support system.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. And as we come in, one thing that we really want to focus in on too is making sure that child is developing properly. So we do assessments. We constantly check in using ASQs, making sure that the child is progressing. And if not, then we use the activity portion of our visit to enhance the child's growth.
Yeah, so we've talked a little bit about the family as a whole, but I kind of want to hone in on the child here. And can we talk about like what you're looking for in these kids when you come to see like how they're progressing? What are you looking for?
One thing that we're looking for is the milestones, making sure that she's reaching them on time. And if not, we want to make sure that mom has support to know what to do with her child at home before our next visit. So we go in and we visit twice a month. Our visits are about an hour long, and we read also within the home and focus in on the importance of that. We really want to make sure that mom's okay, child's okay, and that child has that support through those activities and through reading to continue to develop and be prepared for kindergarten.
And what are some concerning signs if your child's not, I mean, it's one thing to be a little delayed, but what are some concerning signs if maybe they're not developing as the way
They should.
You know, some of the concerning signs, certain actions that may occur, certain...
Or maybe not actions, like what they're not doing. You know, things that they should be doing if they're not doing it. That's also a concern. I would definitely be like, you know what, she can't do that. And then maybe Mandy could be like, well, she should have already started doing that, and she hasn't. So that's another thing you look for.
And that's been helpful.
I was going to say, really, as a parent, you just need to be not afraid to speak up and talk to Mandy and be very open about your concerns. And that's kind of how you assess it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of communication between us and mom. There's obviously things that we go in and we observe and we try to see. But really, talking to mom or dad or whoever's at home that we're working with at the time, just to see what they're observing their child doing. Mm-hmm. And we try to focus in on that each visit.
We touched a little on some of the activities that you can do with your kids. What else can parents do to help them develop and be successful going into kindergarten?
I would definitely think reading. Reading is very important. It's something like Mandy really tells us about. It's just reading, how important it is, 20 minutes. Even just 20 minutes will make such a difference every single night. And every time Mandy does come over, I just, like, even that day, like, I'm like, yeah, we need to read more. And we try and read our 20 minutes, but I always just try a little bit more because I'm like, it's so beneficial for my baby, it's beneficial for brother, like, it's beneficial for just everybody, even that bonding time of reading. And I used to think, why is this so important? But Mandy just said, you probably say more words that you don't say in your normal vocabulary when you do read.
Oh, that's really interesting.
So it's things that I wouldn't have thought about. I'm like, why is it so important? Like, what's the reason? It's the vocabulary, you know? You want your kid to have a good vocabulary, and reading will help.
Yeah, not only, reading is so important, and I love reading, and it's so important. Before a child reaches kindergarten, they really need to hear more than 1,000 books. So reading every day is beneficial. The other thing you can do is also talking to your child. As you're going around the home, describing everything you're doing. I'm going to pick up the pillow, and we're going to move it to this couch. We're going to sweep the floor, but we use a broom to sweep, and then we're going to put it in the dustpan. So you're describing what you're doing, and that gives your child more words to pull off of as they are learning how to communicate and to talk with others when they start to talk.
And how long have you been working with Mandy?
I want to say 4 months.
Okay.
I think you met Nile when she was a month. And so we've definitely seen a lot of, like, progress because she is hitting all her milestones.
That's fantastic.
But it's because, you know, Mandy tells me, okay, she should be doing this, she should be doing that. So, like, we just strive for that. When Mandy isn't there, we will do everything she has, like, told us in our home visit. And we just practice it until she got it. And then when Mandy does come over, I'm like, she can do this now. I just get so excited to show her.
You have to be so excited to see them grow and improve.
Like, she's sitting up now. She can do this now. And it's just exciting to show Mandy, like, what she taught us she can do now, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about the bucket game.
Mm-hmm.
What other activities do you do?
She really likes the hiding game. We will also, let me see. There's just so many. But probably the talking to her everywhere where we go. Like, we go to the grocery store. We're going to go pick up some apples, talking to her. Another activity we do is the rhythm game. The little, when we sing a nursery rhyme, but we also, like, make her do, like, the movements just so she feels the rhythm.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, when a child is learning how to read, like when you start when they're really young, helping them with that movement with their body, then they also understand the rhythm of reading as that time comes, because there's a rhythm in our speech and in reading as well. So that goes over into kindergarten.
That's awesome. Can we talk a little bit? The big thing is just knowing you're not alone. And there are some monthly group connections that parents can do.
There are. Each month, us as parent educators, we get together and we plan something that we feel like would be beneficial for families to learn about. Whether it's education, we could do different activities. not too long ago, we had an activity at Wheeler Farm where we all gathered.
It was our first activity.
It was your first activity that you came to, right? Do you want to tell about that a little bit?
Yeah. So I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous because I was like, who's going to all be there? Like, how are the moms? Like, are they going to accept me? I don't know. And when we got there, I know there was an activity where we had to go and, like, ask other mom questions, like, to get to know other moms. I was super, like, shy about it at first. But once I started, I remember talking to this girl. I cannot remember her name, but she was telling me that she's with the program for 4 years now, and it had really helped her out. She was alone when she had her first child, and she said the teacher came and just gave her so many resources, so many information, so many activities, and it just helped her make friends at the connections. And that made me look forward to come more to the connections, meet other moms, talk to other moms, have my daughter meet other kids. The activity was super fun. They were dancing. My daughter was doing the little rhythm dance.
Yeah, sometimes we'll have different people come in. So we had Sully County Library come in and explain different ways you can use music. So they came in with shakers, and they came in with these little steering wheels that the kids could play with. And that allowed the children to interact with the music and interact with each other. And the purpose of a group connection is for the families to come and gather with other people and to realize that they're all human and they're all people, and they can connect at a real level inside those opportunities.
Yeah, I'm sure that's fantastic. I'm sure they were all going through the same kind of anxiety you were, so it's nice.
It was my first time, I was like, they don't know me. Maybe they already know each other, and I'm going to be the new one going in. But no, everyone was so welcoming. It was so nice. Even other teachers. I got to meet other teachers.
Okay, so where can parents go if they want to learn more information about this program or sign up?
They can go to sullyhelp.org.
Perfect. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the program?
You know, one thing that I've really found beneficial to families is that many times in life, we really, truly start to feel like that we're not doing enough. We don't really feel like we're succeeding as parents. And it's so important to remember that the small things that you do by waking up, by getting your child ready for the day, that you are succeeding. And it's so important to stop and each day as that day passes, forgive yourself and move forward to the next day and know that you are an incredible parent and that you can do great things.
Well, thank you, Yelena and Mandy, for talking with me today. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guests for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.